Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Fun Friday here on the show. That's right. We're going to try and have some fun today because we have no shows to review. We can preview some stuff, but I mean, I guess we could talk a little bit about Dynamite since we didn't talk about it yesterday because there was no show yesterday, but we'll see. We may take your phone calls today. We'll decide as the show goes on, but there is a lot of news to talk about. We've got the two-night SummerSlam era upon us. So we'll tell you about that, where it's going to be. Get ready to get your tickets, New Jersey. We've got updates on NXT moving to the CW network. That actually starts this coming Tuesday. We have a possible location for the first Raw on Netflix. We're actually going to start today, after the break, talking about this Rey Fénix story, because this is pro wrestling tribalism at its finest, the feedback I've seen to this one. We have got AW Grand Slam notes. The Jacksons met with Shane McMahon. Swerve Strickland did an interview. MJF is doing a movie, which I can't even believe the movie he's doing. Got updates on Saraya, Thunder Rosa, Dynamite's rating, and plenty more. If you want to text us for Fun Friday, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. And by the way, today is not only Fun Friday, it's Fan Friday. So the first five people that order a Cameo today can get it for $20. $20! So, get up there now while you can. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
My fellow Americans, Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Oh, it's fun Friday.
It is.
Oh, I'm going to have fun on this show. Hey, I do have one thing I got to talk about. So, Vinny was unavailable last night, and so the Brian and Vinny show talking AEW and NXT is tonight. So, if you missed the full NXT report, if you missed the AEW Grand Slam report, subscribers tonight, WrestlingObserver.com, Vinny and I are going to do the Brian and Vinny show, probably around 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern tonight, but that is the plan for tonight. And yes, Granny is going to make an appearance on the show to say hello to everybody.
Awesome.
She went home yesterday, and there actually is a part of this story. Like, the story itself, she's 94 years old. She had a massive heart attack. That's what the doctor said. Massive heart attack at 2 a.m. Her, like, artery was completely 100% blocked. Somehow they get her to the hospital, and by 10 a.m., she's fine. Put a stent in. And That's crazy enough.
It's a hardy woman.
But there is another part of this story that I did not learn until yesterday.
The fact that she was up at 2 in the morning trolling people on the internet?
No, that's the usual.
Oh.
But, like, the other part of the story is even more wild. So we'll talk about it when she comes on the show tonight. I don't want to reveal it here.
Is this after dark level? Did she travel?
This is not after dark level, but this is one of those things where, you know, Granny's going to say, God was looking over me. And when you hear this story, it's going to be like, okay, perhaps I'm converted here. Like, wow. So anyway, we'll talk about that tonight.
As long as you don't make the hot tag to Joel Osteen, we'll be all right.
Hey, maybe she did. I did watch 4 episodes of the Vince documentary. I'm at 4, so I have 2 more. And
what have you learned so far, Brian?
Absolutely nothing. I will say, here's the thing. I actually am enjoying it. I think it's very well produced. You know, the big complaint people have is there's no new information, which is true. And it is merely this happened, and then this happened next, and then this happened next, and this, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like,
very linear.
That's what it is. And for what it is, it's quite excellent. They have great footage. They have all of the original music from the era. They don't have to do recreations because they got all of the footage somehow. And, you know, they talk to everybody. And, you know, they give certain people enough rope, if you know what I mean. The one thing, and it's not even, I'm not really disappointed. It's just funny to me that there are certain things that people say, and I'm not talking about 93,000. Although, that's another story entirely. But anyway, you know, there are certain things people say that are not true. And, you know, it's one thing if you, I'll just say, for example, you know, Vince claiming he put 93,000 people in the Pontiac Silverdome. That number is incorrect. And it is not something subject to debate, as Dave noted. Like, he had everything. All of the numbers or receipts from the promoter, from WWF. And, you know, the promoter of that event, what does he gain from saying, we didn't do as good as everyone thinks we did? He has nothing to gain from that. That's like ridiculous. To argue, that would be like if I, you know, I through this business, you know, I made, I don't know, whatever. And people say, you know, Brian made $50 million at WrestlingObserver.com during his career. And then one day I come up and I go, well, you know, here's the receipts. I actually only made like $23 million. Like, why would I do that if everybody believes I made $50 million? So the actual promoter's like, that 93,173, we didn't actually do that. It was 78,000 paid. Why would he? So anyway.
Can I note something
right there? But hold on. So that's one thing. Okay? That's one thing. All right? You want to make this feel bigger than it really was. You want to claim 93,000 if you're Vince McMahon. If you're Hulk Hogan, you want to claim 93,000, whatever. But there's other mistakes on this show that it doesn't matter one way or the other whether you correct them or not. But these people continuously make the same mistake over and over. Eric Bischoff tells the story every single time. I went to Ted Turner. He said, what do we need to do to be competitive with Vince? I said, they're Monday night live. Ted turns to his secretary and goes, give him 2 hours Monday nights. The show was an hour, okay? I rewatched all of them. The show was an hour. But he still, to this day, tells the story the exact same way. He gave us 2 hours on Monday. No, he didn't. For years, you were at an hour. I don't know why. And then the other one is, they generally kind of have the story right about Steve Austin. You know, the Austin 316 promo and everything like that. And, you know, Austin tells a story. And, you know, Bruce Pritchard. And, you know, I think he believes this, okay? But Bruce Pritchard goes, you know, he cuts his promo and my eyes grew wide. And, like, the very next night, everywhere you look, there were Austin 316 signs. That didn't happen. I went back and I watched it a second time. Austin came out and he did that promo. And the next day, on a scale of if he was over like a 5 before, the next day he was over at about 5.5. That was it. It was months and months and months. It wasn't until he started that feud with Bret Hart and they started doing all that crazy stuff in like November of that year. It was actually November of, I think it was November 96. It wasn't until November of 96 that he really started to get over because he was feuding with Bret. But they have this story in their mind that he cut that one promo and it was off to the races. It wasn't. That didn't happen. And there are several of them like that throughout the show. But, you know, it's just like people's memories. But I do wish, like, I know Eric watches this. I know somebody has to have told him, brother, you didn't get 2 hours, you got one. Like, next time you do one of these 85,000 Monday Night War shows, just say, Ted gave me an hour. I don't know, man. Whatever.
Well, one thing about that record, too, was it was stamped by the Guinness Book of World Records. They beat, like, I don't know what it was. I think it was a Rolling Stones show somewhere in South America, Buenos Aires or something like that, and at a time when people didn't know how worked some of that Guinness Book of World Records stuff actually was. So why would they say anything else other than that? I'm not surprised. And again, it's for some people, it's so programmed into their brain. That's what they say. Sometimes you believe it. Sometimes it's not malicious. You can actually make yourself believe things over time when you keep telling the same stories over and over again. So in a way, that really kind of falls on the fact checkers, and if you want to go through the effort of volleying back at that in the same way that Dave and Shoemaker volley back. But that was also a concern with people that found out it was David Shoemaker and Bill Simmons and the same crew that did the Andre the Giant documentary on HBO, which was very good, but it did have factual errors in it. So that seems like that's the same case here. I don't know if that's worth blowing things up. If it's not a major issue that's got something to do with someone's life or something like that, it's more of a wrestling thing. You know, I don't know how much you have to really go in and tear that stuff apart.
I don't care.
Talk about it.
I don't care. It's just funny that, like, nobody has told Eric that he's done this wrong 50 times. It doesn't. That's the point. It doesn't matter if it was an hour or 2 hours. It doesn't matter. So, like, correct it next time, brother. Jiminy Christmas. Now.
Yes.
All right. I said I was going to talk about Phoenix, but looks like I don't have time in this segment.
You ranted yourself out of time.
So I will talk about it when we come back from the break here. And then all of the other news as well. If you want to text us, as I said, 425-780-7566. Is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. If we have time, we'll open up those phone lines and we'll do some fun Friday. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? decay, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's talk about Phoenix.
Is it a fun Friday for Phoenix?
If Rey Fénix's intentions are to go to WWE, it will be a while before that can happen. This from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. $35 million. In this week's Observer, Dave Meltzer reported, AEW is adding on injury time to Fénix's current contract, quote, which is nearly but not quite 1 year. Recent online rumors had both he and brother Penta already signing with WWE, but both men are currently under AEW contract, which made that impossible. AEW head Tony Khan made, quote, significant offers for the brothers to stay, but they declined. Meltzer reiterated Penta will be going to WWE after his deal is up in the next 2 months, and that word is WWE made him a competitive offer, so that solidified his decision to leave. Penta hasn't wrestled for AEW since July, has worked in Mexico 7 times since. Phoenix's last AEW match was also in July, but he also hasn't wrestled since a CMLL Trios match that same month. How and if they plan to use Phoenix going forward remains to be seen. So, the tribalism is in full swing today from people that don't know what's going on.
I, for one, am shocked.
Okay. Yes, he was injured, and so Tony added time to his contract. He is not the only person this has happened to. It didn't happen to him because he wants to leave. There are people working on AEW television now that are working on contract extensions because they were injured. And in WWE, this happens all the time. It's one of the reasons Bryan Danielson was with WWE for so long. He was injured, and so they extended his contract. They do this in WWE. They do this in AEW. They do this, I don't know if they do this in Impact, but in AEW and WWE, if you are mad at Tony Khan for doing this, then you must also be mad at, it was actually mostly Vince McMahon. We really don't know now since TKO took over, but Drew McIntyre did have his contract extended due to injury this year. So it appears that everywhere, this happens everywhere. Everybody does this. Now, it is wrestling. It is wrestling. And so it doesn't always happen. If you are somebody...
Depends on the asset.
And it's like, eh, who cares? Like, they're not going to add time to your contract. If you are someone important...
Sup, Miro?
They will add time to your contract.
You know I'm right.
So it's just the way things go. Man, I'd let Miro go.
Yes.
I'd let
him
go.
If you're that disgruntled or there's that much of an issue when it comes to creative and all that sort of stuff, and the person is going to be a headache or it's going to be a headache of an issue that is not going to change, then yes, I think there are ways where, look, I don't know if you buy some out or something, whatever happens there, I think that should be part of the deal. But yes, you don't want to hand over an asset that easily. For what purpose other than your fandom? From what business point of view does that make sense? Taking your fandom out of it. If somebody can answer how that makes sense, again, because again, if the two sides are fine with working with each other or somebody is fine with sitting home and isn't going to raise a stink, what's the big deal? I mean, this has been standard practice for a long time. It's nothing new. And it's not only in pro wrestling either.
Now, there is a question I have based on reading this story here. WWE made Penta a competitive offer. Well, how did they do that? He's under contract.
Well, there you go.
That's kind of weird.
Well, that's another thing that happens on both sides, even though Tony Khan has talked a lot about WWE tampering, and there was Swerve, and there were all these people that once Vince lost power, you know, supposedly somebody from Triple H's side called and tried to offer deals and probably did that. Remember at the time, everybody was all stirred up with Buddy Matthews, and we had this whole weird thing with, what's his name, House of Black, Aleister, you know, constantly cutting promos. And this was all at a time when Tony Khan was saying they are tampering. We're not hearing that with this case. And one of the reasons why, I think, is even though that happens and that's an issue, the reality is there are liaisons. There are people that talk between sides, and people can express things, performers that is, to their current bosses that say, I want to get out of here. I do want to go over and do that. And so these things are going to happen, you know? And
well, it's also possible. I have a theory. I'm not saying this happened, okay? But
these guys also have the same agents. Let me throw that in there, too.
It's possible that he thought his contract had expired, and he spoke to WWE, and then he was told, actually, we're extending it for your injury time. You're not expired yet. So it is possible that in his mind, he thought he was free to talk and was later told, you actually are not.
And there could also, again, depending on who negotiates these contracts, and I wouldn't think this would be in Phoenix's, but I could see it being in other people who are represented at a higher level or by different people, that there is a window that will come in before my 90 days or whatever it would be with the end of my contract, where there's a soft period where my agent or representation can reach out. There's no official offer that can be made, but I am allowed to test the waters in that time. You don't know if that's in there or not.
SummerSlam is going to New York, New Jersey, East Rutherford at the MetLife Stadium, Saturday, August 2nd, Sunday, August 3rd. I won't be there.
I was going to say,
sorry.
Your spot.
I did that once. I will never do it again. That's just,
you don't want to do it with the humidity.
I will never do it again. No, I will not be there. Have fun. Extra ticket for somebody out there. Thank me
later.
Never
go to Jersey again.
There will be some changes, it says here. WrestlingObserver.com. To WWE NXT's presentation on the CW network. NXT makes its move to the CW starting with next Tuesday's premiere. Shawn Michaels confirmed, from a look and physical standpoint, WWE has some changes in store for NXT. Maybe some graphics? Certainly we want to make a big splash on the CW. We'll have some big changes. I think more of that will be from a look and physical standpoint. We will still be what NXT is, bringing some of the most talented, young, diverse athletes in all the nation, developing them into the WWE superstars of tomorrow. The hunger, the passion, it's always been the core value of NXT, is always going to be there. You know, I don't know what it is. There's a mystery here, okay?
Oh, yeah.
There's a mystery. I have been told that there is a reason that they refuse to identify the wrestlers on screen, but they won't tell me what it is. And I don't think it's just to irritate me. There's like some, they got some cockamamie idea about why they can't do it. But let me tell you something. You need to do it. You identify everybody on the CW, put a graphic up for everybody backstage. And I will say it again, like I said it the other day, if you work for NXT, if you are a wrestler in NXT, if you haven't made NXT TV yet, say your own name. It is your responsibility. They are not going to do it for you. If you don't say your name, it could be weeks before your name is said on the program. So whoever you're talking to, get your name out there. Or you say, hey, Mike, and I'm gonna talk about this next story here. And when you respond, I want you to say, Brian, and then continue on.
Got it.
I'll say your name, Mike.
All right, Brian.
So this is the responsibility now of the wrestlers, okay?
Yes.
It's like you, the wrestler.
You
are responsible for finding the hard cam, okay? We're not going to film, like, our job is to film you, but we're not going to do it. Like, you got to find the hard cam, brother.
Red light.
Yes. Even though we hire, like, you know, we got producers and directors and camera people. No, you must wrestle your match, but also you must be your own director. Find that hard cam. This is stupid. Do you understand me? Flat out stupid. But that's the way they operate, so it is your responsibility to identify yourself, whether you say it or whether you get your buddy to say it as you guys go back and forth. Thank you. You're welcome, I mean.
If you're one of those wrestlers out there, what you throw back in Brian's face is, man, you sound a lot like Dave telling you how to program your DVR
I will.
And being responsible
That's
for
different.
The overrun.
That's different.
Here's the thing. If somebody is not going to have a graphic on NXT, you're starting fresh with the CW in a lot of ways. Don't have them on. Don't have them on. Have them in the background in a locker room scene where you don't have to do something like that. If they're going to be a part of the show, then yes, go ahead and do that. But guess what? Only your best should be on NXT, and at least on NXT TV. And the first 2 weeks are going to set the tone for that show. So we'll see what they do. We'll see what the new graphics look like, all that sort of stuff. And we'll see if we find out a reason that they're messing with you. Because whatever this reason is, I have a feeling it will make you blow up, even if it's not directly to piss you off.
See, here's the thing with the DVR argument, okay? It is not my job.
It's not.
It is their job to make sure that the entire program airs on the television station. That's their job, okay?
Yes,
it's true. It is not the wrestler's job to find out where the hard cam is for a shot, nor is it the wrestler's job to identify themselves. You don't have to do it, but you know what? If you don't, you ain't going
to
get over because nobody's
going to
know who you are.
Over.
So now it is your job if you want to get over. If you don't want to get over, fine, don't do it. Just be a nameless, faceless, whatever on the show. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Gets me high, so to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try.
Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Yeah. And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. So, Rosendoza00 says, I'm having a bad day, Lola Vice. Rolls right off the tongue. Sounds supernatural. As in, very natural, not supernatural.
Super, comma,
that's a
natural,
different. That's a different problem with NXT.
Well,
you know what rolls right off the tongue is Rosendoza00, okay? Guess what, Rosendoza00? You're not over.
No.
If you want to be over, get your freaking name on national television. If you're happy, let me say it again. If you're on NXT and you're happy not being over and not having anybody know who you are, then fine, continue on. Fine, I don't care.
They will chant, whoop that person, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whoop that guy. That's a great chant. That rolls off the tongue. Whoop that guy! Who is it? I don't know. Some guy?
It's not like wrestlers have not spoken in the third person for how long? You know? Not like Lola Vice couldn't just go out there and say, you're not going to do that to Lola Vice. You know? Like, that has never happened ever in all of professional wrestling. It'll be okay. Do that. Make people remember who you are. Or at the very least, make Brian remember who you are so he stops getting so angry about this.
I'm not angry. I don't care at all. Just trying
to
help.
You don't care. You don't
care. I'm just trying to help because that's the kind of guy I am.
Oh, yes.
I would like the talent to get over. But you see, they're young and they don't understand this business.
Yeah,
and the people that do understand this business either don't understand this business or have forgotten important things like get yourself over and get your name on national television.
Maybe we should.
Do you realize that back in the day?
Uh-huh.
80s.
Yes.
Okay.
I remember them.
Vince McMahon would pay all of the wrestlers X amount of money for these house shows. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But then for a TV taping, a television taping, you're going to be on national television, primetime wrestling, whatever. He'd pay you $50.
That's how the business worked.
$50. What he said was, you're making $50, but like, you're on national television. This is your chance to get yourself over.
Mm-hmm.
So you think these geeks went on television and like didn't try to get themselves over? That's all they did was try and get themselves over. You say your name. You say your name at the beginning of the promo. You say your name at the end of the promo. You tell Mean Gene to say your name. Like, get yourself over. You're on national television, for crying out loud. Because they ain't doing it for you. Now, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Another fun story. On their way home from Grand Slam, the Young Bucks ran into an interesting name from the... I'm still laughing at this. From the pro wrestling industry. Matt and Nick Jackson posted a photo of themselves with Shane McMahon at the airport on Thursday morning, captioning it with "interesting flight today." The photo comes amid persistent rumors that McMahon could end up joining AEW. He met with Tony Khan this July to discuss possibilities for the future. McMahon issued a statement after the meeting with Khan, said they discussed many things.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Khan said he really enjoyed talking with McMahon. A chance meeting between McMahon and Mercedes Moné also happened at LaGuardia in New York in July. I have a question. Like, why the heck is this guy flying all over the place? Like, what's he got doing? What's he got going on?
Who?
Shane.
He's got business.
All he does is fly.
Well, you got to get to these places somehow.
Well, what I've been told is that it actually appears that in both of these instances, it was actually a coincidence. He just happened to be on the same plane with the Young Bucks, and he just happened to be at the airport when Mercedes Moné was there. I know that some people don't believe anything, but I was told that those both, in both cases, it just happened to be.
Where does Shane live?
I don't know. New York, I think.
Well, because here's, I mean, it's not like.
But have you seen this photo, by the way?
Yes.
Howling. Yes.
I know.
Matt Jackson's face.
I know.
Cat that ate the canary. Just dying. Dying looking at this picture. I laugh harder every time. Because I know what it is. It was like they just happened to be on the same flight. They took a photo together. And his face is such that now everybody's talking about it. Oh, Matt knows. Matt this, Matt that. I mean, maybe he does. But whether he does or not, that was a perfect, perfect face for that photo.
People
was dying.
Have business in New York and Los Angeles and out of different airports in Florida. And it's not like there are multiple rich guy airports. Like, you're going to cross paths sometimes with the same people if you're frequent travelers. So, you know, even who, whatever. Here's kind of a funny thing about any of this. If you actually wanted to do something with the fact that the Young Bucks are executive vice presidents who murdered their boss, like, bringing Shane in actually would be something, and it would be something to get people talking, but is that really what you want to do? Probably not. Would he even go for it when every push came to shove? You know, who knows? I don't, maybe, look, one Shane McMahon-Darby Allin match. If he does come in, just give me that.
Oh, God, no.
I can,
brother,
man,
he almost killed himself the last time he was in the ring.
Oh, man, Sting could make an appearance? Oh,
no.
It could be insane.
Listen, I have no idea what's going on with Shane McMahon.
Ric Flair could limp out there.
I really have no idea what's going on with the guy. If you asked me, here's the thing, though. If you asked me, do you think Shane McMahon is coming in? I would say I believe it's less than 50%. I actually don't think that he's going to be coming in. Several years ago.
How much less?
Several years ago, everybody was talking about Shane McMahon should come back. And remember on this very show, I was like, why do you guys want Shane McMahon back so much? Why do you guys love Shane McMahon? It was like a thing for months. And then suddenly one day this bloke appears on Raw and everybody just lost their minds. I was like, oh my God.
Shane O'Mac.
He's back.
The music hits all that. Come on.
Well, he ain't going to have the music if he goes to AEW.
Here comes the money.
I just don't feel like he's going. I just don't think he's going.
Either. Here's what I can see him doing in the future, and it doesn't have to be in the next 6 months. It doesn't have to be in the next year. But him appearing at some show in the box or something like that, or you do some sort of sight gag, whether you give him a graphic or he just happens to be in the background of something they're doing, you could absolutely do that. Give him some money to do that, and what you'll get from everybody on the internet losing their mind for days, it'll be better than a lot of things that happen out of their shows, some of their big shows where it's just a complete disaster. So, hey, why not?
Why is the camera stuck on me? It's creepy now.
If he can make it work.
Damn it. There we go.
There we go. Is it back to you?
You asked where he was at. Former AEW World Champion MJF has booked a role in Adam Sandler's Happy Gilmore sequel.
He booked the role.
This movie came out the year he was born. The original Happy Gilmore came out in 1996. That is the year that MJF was born. Now he is in the sequel.
Yeah.
Sandler, Julie Bowen, Christopher McDonald's being filmed for Netflix.
Bowen.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, it's not Anthony Bowen's? Okay.
No.
Details as to his role under wraps, as is the sequel's plot.
Oh, yeah. Well,
we must keep the plot of Happy Gilmore 2 top secret. Don't let that get out.
The very deep Adam Sandler plots, yes.
Guess who's? Guess who else is in this movie?
Who?
Adam Sandler. And you know who else?
Who else, Norm?
Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny. Wonder what he's going to play.
Well, how much do you want to bet the role is just now he's got to save... it was his grandma's deal, right? Last time, right? He's got to save something else this time, and now he's got to be a wrestler. At some point, he's going to have to wrestle to try to make some of that money. It's one of the oldest stereotypes out there. You know, it's either that or going to be a charity thing like Hulk Hogan did in Rocky III, but It's going to be fisticuffs in the wrestling ring somehow. I don't think MJF is going to be there as, like, you know, deep thespian acting MJF playing some other different
role. Hey, maybe you will. You don't know that.
I don't. He could be Jaws. Wasn't he in that movie? The old James Bond villain running down the, at the end. Maybe he could be the new Carl Weathers. Maybe he can be the new Carl Weathers, MJF can.
Wednesday's Dynamite Grand Slam, 702,000 viewers at a .23. Best number the show has done since August 21st. Went head-to-head with a WNBA playoff game with Caitlin Clark. Everybody likes to say, Caitlin Clark doesn't mean nothing. She did 2.54 million viewers for a WNBA game. Compared to the same week in 2023.
Are they really? Never mind.
Yeah, people actually do that.
Yeah, I know they do, but, you know, the fact, never mind, I'm sorry. The factoring in AEW, all right, sure.
Hey, this person,
how those demos match up.
This person here says, PW Insider is reporting that MJF is going to play one of Happy's sons.
Oh, Jesus, Christmas.
Maxwell Jacob Gilmore.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, it's a good time to be a pro wrestler, especially if you work in AEW. Because you get to be an independent contractor. And if your boss doesn't need you and gives you the rope to do this sort of stuff, absolutely take advantage of it. Because it could be argued, if you're just a fan of wrestling and don't care about any of that other stuff, you want to see MJF every week. You could say for business purposes, you kind of need MJF to be there when Swerve's not and there's other people that aren't. You should have all hands on deck. Then again, from a wrestler's point of view, this is fantastic. And I would argue against any fan that says we need to have him there every week. No, you don't. If times were great, I would say yes. But you know what? Him leaving and coming back keeps him fresh, and it keeps him important in the grand scheme of things.
Hey, look, this guy, he pulled it off. Maybe MJF plays Happy Gilmore Jr. Well, that seems to be what it is, brother. It also says, what do you believe is the actual end game with these Shane McMahon AEW photo ops? Well, here's the thing. Like I said, Young Bucks, Shane McMahon, coincidence. And they knew that they would get people talking. Mercedes Moné, coincidence. Knew they would get people talking. I know people insist that the Shane McMahon Tony Khan picture was not a leak. But how? How? They're both looking at the camera. And they're having, I think the claim is that, well, you know, it was like in an airport lounge and some fan snuck it out and then went running or whatever. I mean, maybe.
As they're both looking, they're kind of posed up. You know?
I don't think this is a build for anything. It just is like, it's happened and now people know it's something that, you know, will get people talking on the internet.
Well, there you go. And if you're AEW or if you're Shane, if that is legit, that somebody just went in and knew they were in there and were like, came in with their phone in their hand and went, oh, I'm sorry about that, and you got everybody looking at the camera, okay, fine. What you found out was it got people talking, and it was in a positive way. It's not like it's a negative thing that has come with any of this stuff. It's been mostly fun. So if you're AEW and you're Shane, that's it. Great. You know, whether it was done intentionally or not, it got people talking, and it's not in a wholly negative way. So go ahead and continue on with it.
First says Roxanne Julia kicking off Tuesday's NXT. Well, that tells me there's a title change for sure. Although, to be fair, I have long thought that given it is the CW debut, I believe that both Julia and Trick are winning the titles on that show. Double title change on the debut episode of NXT on the CW. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. You know, this person texting makes a good point.
What's that?
Said there's a reason why WWE trademarks names.
Trademarks?
Trademarks names.
Word?
So they should actually put those names on TV. What's the point otherwise? Let's trademark a name so we can use it. But then, I got an idea. We'll never actually use it. How about that?
That's what you did with mine for a lot of time here.
I've always said your name. It's a pretty unforgettable name, Mike Sempervivi.
How about some merch?
I had a couple of... You can make your own merch, dude. Just make your design and put it in the store. Do I have to hold your hand?
The fact that it was never broached...
Am I your mother?
Talk about a lot of business things here. Don't try to change the issue.
You think it's been broached to me? If you have a shirt, make the shirt and put it in the store. Jim Valley's done like 50.
Yeah, but then would I have to give you money for that?
Why would you have to give me money for it?
No.
What are you talking about?
Because you would take a cut of it.
I don't even know how it works. I wouldn't take a cut.
Actually, you know what? That's the most believable part about all of this is the fact that you have no idea what's going on.
Why are you asking? Why does anyone ask me?
I don't know.
There's plenty of people to ask, and I ain't one of them.
Just trying to put
Ask
a nice
Tony.
Exclamation point on. He'll email me back.
Not
the wrong
Tony
email
Khan.
Address.
Hey, he'll mail you back going, can you send that timeline already? It's been 4.5 years. Anyway, that was a fun Friday. Well, I'm going to wrap it up. Hey, there's a new After Dark Radio on the site.
Good.
Go up and check it out. Blokes talking Christian ufology. It's part one of two. Part two will be next week. I've decided I'm just going to do long interviews every other week. And cut them in two, and so there will be an After Dark every single Thursday.
For everybody's got a short attention span.
What do you think about that? Every Thursday there's going to be an After Dark Radio.
Like so a lot.
Go check it out. Learn about some UFOs and demons. Yeah. Giants, demons, and other issues.
I'm chasing some right
the
now.
Story of After Dark Radio.
Some are chasing me.
We'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.